It is Tuesday, my dudes.
That was much better.
Yeah, that was a little better.
My name is Jonah.
It's Zoe.
And welcome to the Blunt Truth.
Welcome, people.
Episode number 5.
Hallelujah.
So before we get this episode started, we want to let you guys know that we will only have one episode a week.
I know. It's just, I'm so sorry to disappoint you, but it's just been a lot to keep posting twice a week an episode and recording it, and we've just been off schedule a lot, so it's going to be once a week, every Tuesday, but we're making them longer, so instead of like 15 to 20 minutes,
maybe like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, or even past 30 minutes if it's something we really want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, we'd also like to say thank you to everybody listening who has been listening.
All our fans.
All the fans. It means a lot to us that you are listening.
We just went past 100 listens.
Wait, we did?
Yeah, we have like 110.
Celebration! So. I'll get the beer. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
A lot of you I probably don't know.
Because...
And I don't talk to strangers.
But thanks for listening anyways. We hope to bring you good content.
Yeah. But remember, if you have an idea for a podcast episode, or you have any comments, or you would like to say something, comment.
Freedom of speech.
Yes, baby. Total freedom.
Anyways, our fact of the day is that unicorn hunting is legal in the state of Michigan. So, I don't really know why, but I guess you can hunt mythical beasts, and in particular, unicorns.
You should not hunt any animal, let alone unicorns.
It's something that apparently you get a license for. The chief of the program described it as a very lonely business.
Well, that fits our last topic.
Yeah.
We
should have had that as the random fact last time.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow, that's terrible. But okay.
Yeah, but anyways, Zoe, what is our topic of discussion today?
Today's topic of conversation is something that's really important, and it's a little more serious, but it can also be fun. Friendship. Friends, it's something that I've really wanted to do this topic for a while.
We wanted to get a guest star, and we were going to have a guest star, but the draft didn't save this.
Also, we filmed this podcast for it, this thing of recording. What was it? Sunday.
Yeah.
Guess who didn't save?
I saved it, but it disappeared.
So now we're re-recording this. Whoops. Now we're
Zoe's phone is just ringing.
I should really learn to silence it while we're doing this. Anyways, okay.
So,
on to our topic of conversation.
We will, before we get the topic started, we will record episodes every Tuesday. We're not going to record them before, just to keep it more, I don't know, lively.
What?
To keep it, no, I feel like people...
I think we can record before, because Tuesdays is a really busy day. It's hard to record on Tuesdays. So we're going to record whenever we want to record, and you're going to love it, and you're going to listen to it anyways, okay?
Anyways, friendship.
Okay.
So what makes you want to talk about this topic so bad?
So, recently, I've been feeling a lot of love from my friends. And I know this is going to sound like really cliche and like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you so being so soft? Friends are such an important part of our life.
Who we are.
Who we are. And I would really like to acknowledge them and the relationships that come with having such good friends. And you can have friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can have a lot of friends that you chill with. And then you can have close friends and good friends and your best friends and the friends that you will always want to spend time with, no matter what time of the day, no matter when. You will always laugh at their jokes. They will always manage to cheer you up. It's that special type of friendship.
Would you rather have 3 best friends or 6 close friends?
Probably 6 close friends.
Yeah, let us know what you would rather have.
Yeah, for sure. So, on to our topic. What do you think classifies someone as being a close friend, a good friend, a best friend?
Like, what distinguishes friend from best friend?
No.
Just what classifies them as best friend?
Not just necessarily as best friend, just as you can have close friends. Close friend and best friend, I think, are the same meaning, I feel like.
I think they're a little different.
I think you have your best friend.
Which is your best friend. I mean, a close friend is different from your best friend.
But your close friend, honestly, okay, I have one best friend, but and then I have multiple close friends. Are you cold?
Yes, it's a little cold in here.
It's my soul.
It's snowing outside. Well, it was snowing.
Okay, let's not distract. Let's not. Okay, on to the top thing. What classifies a close friend, do you think?
As a close friend?
Yeah, what makes you think, oh yeah, we're close friends when you're friends with someone?
I don't know. Just the way you act around each other.
Yeah, like, when you're really good friends with someone, there's no mask. You are who you are. You are crazy, you are loud, you're obnoxious, or for your case, you're an introvert who doesn't say much anyways. I'm just kidding.
What?
It's not true. I'm just kidding. You know, it's like you are who you are around them, and you don't care what they think of you, because you know that they're always going to be your close friends. And I know friends come and go throughout our entire life. We lose friends, we gain friends, we grow distant from them. We something happens and we stop talking, we stop texting, we stop getting together and hanging out, and suddenly we're not close friends anymore. And that happens all the time. And it's really hard to differentiate between who's your true friend, who you're going to have for the rest of your life, and who is just a person in this chapter of your life.
Do you think you can make better friends in your childhood or adulthood?
Well, I'm not an adult yet, but I'm almost there. I say teenage to adult years, because, correct me if I'm wrong,
you go through so many friends as a child.
That's true. But also, like, when you're a teenager, life just feels, even in, when you're an adult, I'm sure, when you're a teenager, life just feels really hard for you. And you feel lonely all the time sometimes. And it's when you have those true friends, when you're getting put through a really big test of life and faith, that your true friends stand out to you. And they're there for you. And they're always going to be there for you. And I think that proves that they're your true friend. I don't know, like,
yeah.
That's just for me.
How long is the longest standing friendship that you've had?
Longest standing friendship.
That's still going?
That's
still in motion.
Well, the longest friendship I ever had was about 7 years, but we don't talk anymore because I moved away and we just kind of lost contact. So after that, I'd say the longest friendship I've had was probably 4 years, and she's still my best friend to this day. You know who you are. I love you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for being my friend.
If you have any friendships.
Friendships are relationships.
Yeah, it's just a different, it's just a branch of relationship.
Right.
That is longer than Zoe's 7 years, comment down below. Like, I beat Zoe.
Nobody can beat me. I must be the winner of everything. Okay, anyways, moving on. When you go up to, say, your friend arrives or you arrive, how do you usually greet your friend? Like, what's your greeting? Like, what's up, Rito?
It changes every time because usually, like, we have different inside jokes.
Right. Yeah, there's inside jokes. I really like greeting
my... You're like, I love to be a part of one someday.
inside jokes, huh? I love to be a part of those one day. I think I like to greet my friends, like, in not typical ways. Like, I hate being boring. I hate being like,
you like,
hey,
to insult each other.
Hi, hello. Right? Yeah. I like being, what's up, dork? You much weirdo? You're so stupid. What's wrong with you?
Jugga wanna?
Hey, wrong?
We do not own that video. Disclaimer.
Obviously. my goodness. Okay.
Do you think it's, do you find it hard to make friends?
I don't know. That's kind of a hard question. So I don't think it's hard to make friends necessarily. You just go up to them, you talk to them, you say something weird, you make them stand out, or you make yourself stand out.
You make them laugh.
You make them laugh. There you go. But I have a really hard time trusting people, and so I have...
Yeah, that's understandable. I don't talk to strangers.
I don't talk to strangers. I have a really hard time trusting people and letting people into my... I don't want this to sound snotty. Into my friend group, I'm not being snotty, I'm just being honest. And so, if I've let you in, I trust you to the max. Like, I totally trust you. So, I say it's hard to make friends. It's not hard to make friends. It's hard to keep friends.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
maintain the...
Yeah, it is. And it's hard to trust them completely. Mm-hmm. So, if... Just know that if I'm still your friend and I can act goofy around you and myself... Then you're definitely my friend.
If your friends show them true selves around you, then you know that it's a legit friendship.
Yeah, yeah. And I also... It's when that friend as well trusts you. Not necessarily when you trust them as well. I feel like I can trust a friend better when they trust me. Telling me something about themselves that nobody else knows, or something that they're vulnerable, or their insecurities, or their flaws. When they trust me, I also trust them in return, because I feel like they've let a wall down, and therefore I should let a wall down as well.
Yeah, because if you don't act yourself when you're trying to make friends, then they're not going to be friends with you. They're going to be friends with someone else that you're pretending to be.
That's true. Right? That is true. And so I feel like that can also lead to a lot of downfall in friendships. But today we're not here to talk about downfall in friendships. We're here to talk about...
Upfalls!
Wow. Wow. That was just... Get out. Okay. So, when you are with your friends, do you ever worry, like, oh wow, I just did something really stupid, now they're gonna judge me for it?
No.
No? No. See, there's this special group of friends. I don't mean that as an offense. I mean that as... When I can do something totally stupid, or I can say something and be like, whoa, that was dumb, or just act in a way that's, like, not graceful, and I know they're not going to judge me. They're going to laugh at me, maybe.
They're just going to go along with you.
They're going to go along with it, but they're not going to judge me for it, and I feel like that's so special. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. On a more serious note, it is, like I said, really hard sometimes to put yourself out there and to make friends with people, but once you do, it's when you're truly friends with someone, it's amazing. You don't feel alone anymore. And I think some of the darkest times for me was when I had no friends.
Same.
Was when I had nobody to feel like I really turned to. Sure, there's family, and there's always God. But there wasn't, you know, a friend, somebody I'm not related to, coming to me and being like, hey, you okay?
You're like, how big's your family?
How big's your family?
Well, pretty big.
What does that have to do with anything? Okay. I don't know. I just feel like...
I feel like it's a lot easier for me personally to maintain a friendship than to make a friendship.
Really? Sometimes for other people it's the other way around.
How's it for you?
For me, it's much easier to make a friend than it is to maintain a friend. Sure, I can make friends. I can be wild. I can be goofy. I can be crazy. It's like the song, I can be red, I can be yellow, I can be green. No, but anyways.
What song are you talking about?
It's this thing I saw on Monster X fan fiction site. It's nothing major. Anyway. I was saying, it's much easier to make one for me, because I'm not a very likable person. when it comes to it. I am pretty honest. I'm very sarcastic. I'm... What's...
Strong-willed.
I'm very strong-willed and... I'm so frustrating. I hate myself sometimes because I'm so frustrating. So, I have a hard time maintaining friendships because I feel like nobody likes me because I'm not likable.
I don't talk to strangers.
I don't talk to strangers. And I'm pretty paranoid. I'm always paranoid. Somebody is stabbing me in the back. Somebody is talking about me. Somebody is not liking me, even though they're saying they're liking me, even though they say they're my friend, they're not really my friend, so, you know, I have some issues with that. But, you know, once we've been friends for about a few months, then I trust you completely, and, yeah.
Yeah, some people, it takes a little bit, just a little while for them to become good friends, but some people it takes forever to become good friends, because the relationship doesn't really advance. It just stays at the same level.
Yeah.
Friendship.
I don't know if it's like that for me. Sometimes I feel like there needs to be a breakthrough. Like, if your friend texts you at midnight and they're like, hey, are you awake? And, you know, you're not awake, but you wake up to the sound of your ringtone and you're like, yeah, I've been up for hours. You know, I'm awake.
Why would they text you in the middle of the night when you're asleep?
Well, because they're not awake, and they're going through something. And maybe they're not going through something. Maybe they just need someone to talk to. And I always respond, usually. Unless it's, like, my best friend, then I'm like, go back to sleep. No, I'm kidding.
You go back to sleep. No, you go back to sleep.
I obviously respond to your texts. But, you know, they need something. So there's that breakthrough where it's like, okay, I'm here for you.
Or, you know, when you're close or best friends, when you have the passive-aggressive arguments.
Those, like, are my favorite kind.
It's like, well, you know, you'll go to your friend's house, like, so what do you want to do? Well, what do you want to do? Well, this is your house. Well, you're the guest of the house. Well, you want to watch something? If you want to watch something, you want to watch this? Well, if you want to watch it, what if I don't want to watch it? Then we don't have to watch it. But then what you want to do? Whatever you want to do. No?
Yeah, or it's like breakfast in the morning. I'm talking about you, yes. And we're, not you. You, who I'm referring directly to
indirect
in the podcast.
Audience.
Let's just call you Jay. Not
Julian. Jay?
Julian. Anyways. And, you know, it's breakfast time, and I'm like, what do you want to eat? And she'll be like, I don't care. Yes, you do. What do you want to eat? I don't care. Whatever you want to eat. I'll have whatever you're having. Okay, but I have to know what you want to eat. And it's like, oh, whatever. Okay, what do you want on the bagel? Oh, nothing. I'm fine with, you know, peanut butter or jam or whatever. I'm like, oh, just tell me what you want. You're not eating. Fine. That's fine with me.
Like, eat or go hungry.
And we end up eating. We end up gorging ourselves on bagels or cinnamon.
Because you just have to, you have to be firm. Right, I'm doing this. If you don't do this, then you can do nothing.
And sometimes it's like, okay, I wanted that in the first place, so I was hoping you'd say that. I'm like, oh, my word.
Why are you so difficult?
That's how a friendship works. Yeah, and then there's also, maybe you don't have to be that... like that, you know, there's the type of friendships
where you just link perfectly. Like, you know what you're thinking each other is thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, one is like, oh yeah, totally, I was just thinking about that, man.
Sometimes you can just rest in each other's silence. Like, you can be reading a book or on your phones or
watching The Office together.
Yeah, whatever it is. And you're not talking, but you're communicating. It's not awkward in the silence. It's totally normal. And then it's kind of like, you'll be reading a book, and you'll look up at each other, and your eyes will meet, and you know that you came to a part in the book that is, like, so good, or you came to a part in the book, and you're like, I hate this character, and all you have to do is meet eyes, and it's totally understandable.
Yeah, you'll just read a book, and you'll look up at someone, and they'll read your mind, and they'll know that you're thinking, oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Friendship. I don't know why, but... Okay, so this is, like, take it to a deeper level now, y'all. I have this OCD thing where every night before bed, I have to check all the windows. I have to check all the doors. And I'll do it once, and then I'll think, did I really check them? And I have to do it again. And I'm telling you, all the windows in the house, all the doors in this house, okay, 3 stories. And I'm checking, and I'm double-checking, and I'm thinking, okay... But what if I didn't check and my mind is just telling me that I did? So I have to double check, triple check until I physically don't want to check anymore, but I have to because my mind is telling me that I need to. And I do that and it's awful. I just hate it. And I'm not in bed until midnight because I've been up for 30 minutes checking the doors and the windows.
Yeah, sometimes I'll get paranoid too. Not exactly about windows and stuff, but if someone else is in the house.
Right.
Like when I came downstairs to my bedroom and it was all dark and you were hiding, going to scare me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had a thousand different scenarios play out in my head of what would happen if someone broke in. And I'm just like, ah!
Yeah, choke me. Yeah. But anyways, back onto the topic. I'll be so paranoid, I'll have OCD. But then when I hang out with my friends, like nights when I'm hanging out with my friends or days when I've, you know, they've been over to my house or I've been over at their house, then I get home and I don't feel the need to check the windows or the doors any more than one time.
I guess someone could just break in. It's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
At least I had fun.
Like, no, I'm in a good mood and I feel a lot safer for some reason. I don't know.
Carefree.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I just feel a lot safer, like, after I've been out with them than versus when I haven't, and that's, like, so weird, but it's true. And it's, wow, that's weird, now that I said it, but it's true. Yeah, I don't know.
What would you say are the stages of friendship?
The stages of
friendship. So what's the first stage?
The first stage would be like, hey, what's up? Not much. Or, like, you bond over something, like, whoa, it smells so bad
in
here.
You pick a subject to bond over.
No, you don't have to pick a subject. It can be anything. I've made friends literally just being myself, and this girl came up to me and she's like, wow, you're so funny. I'm like, hey, thanks. She's like, yeah, let's text. I'm like, okay. So, it can be anything. You just have something that you bond over, like, that makes you connect. And then after that, I'd say there's, like, this awkward silence period where you don't really talk to each other. And then you see each other again. And it's after that second time you meet or whatever that you then start, like, texting, hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, hey, you want to hang out? Yeah. And then you start inviting them to your birthday parties, your things, or over to hang out. And that's that. And then suddenly you're just like...
Busters for life!
Yeah. Suddenly you're just really good friends. And then slowly over time, your relationship develops. And slowly over time, your friendship becomes strong. And before you know it, you're just best friends. And, like, you can totally chill and be yourselves around each other. So, I'd say probably like that. I don't know.
How long do you think is the minimal amount of time that it would take you to acquire a best friend?
Minimum
amount of time. Like, from when you first meet the person, best friends, what is the time gap that is the minimum it would take?
Minimum? Like, a few months. I had a best friend, and I was best friends with her within a month. Well, because we saw each other every day, because we went to VBS. Yeah. So, I don't know. It just depends, I think. Some friendships take longer. Some don't take as long. Some, it's like, you become best friends, or friends, and then it's like, you get to know each other a little more, and you just, like, not overly friends, and then you become friends again.
What, you get to know the person, like,
not like that. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. There's different ways. There's no definite way. It's not something you can just put on.
It's different with each person, right?
It is, yeah. I don't know. Friends, just... It feels good when you have someone else there. Someone who you can talk to or understand. Someone who texts you and you text back. Someone who you hang out and you feel totally fine. Just shooting the breeze and just hanging out. Whether you're literally sitting and reading, whether you're doing CPR with each other and practicing the Heimlich on each other,
giving each other splints.
Yeah, or you're just talking about places you want to travel or things you want to do, random things. Your best friend, your good friends, they know you. Mm-hmm. They know you well. my friends will text me. I'll say I did something, like, crazy, or I'll be talking, and they'll finish, they'll know exactly what I was going to say or do if I'm telling them a story, because they just know me. Like, it's just, it feels good to have someone know you like that, you know? I don't know. I love my friends. Listen, if you're my friends, you are my friends, but not many, because I don't talk to strangers. Those out there who are my friends, I just want you to know.
Thank you.
Who I hang out with.
Talk for thy.
No, I want you to know that I'm really grateful for you. Thank you for being my friend, because I feel like I don't deserve it because I'm so unlikable. But thank you. I'm grateful. You mean a lot to me. And yeah, you're amazing. Thank you.
I'm the same.
So yeah. And also, if you're my friend, then...
What's up?
No. Then just know that you're not alone as well. Because you have me. And you have other people surrounding you. And I'll always be there for you. And I'm sure you'll be there for your friends as well.
Yep.
So you'll always have people. No matter what. Okay, bro? You could, like... Go murder someone, okay, sissy? I'm telling you now. And I'll be like, yeah, yes, I got your bail.
Like, I'll burn the body.
No. Anyway.
I'll steal the identity.
No, I got the bag. No. Anyways, you're great. I love you. Okay, and also, it's scary to make friends, right?
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's scary because it's just so, it's just an awkward process.
It can be.
Especially as you get older.
But you have to, okay? You can't hide away. You can't not talk to people. Because you're going to go through some hard times in your life. Maybe you already have. And you're going to need people. And you're going to... Besides your family. I know your family is great, but you're going to need people besides your family as well. Shout out to my bestie for the resty at Erica Oakley. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But still, like, anyways. You're going to need people, so... Make friends. Yeah. And open up to them. Because, yeah. I'm not saying open up to them, bury your soul. I'm just saying have friends because you need them.
Yeah. Well, I say that's a good ending point for the subject. Would you say so?
I say so.
So, what is the main point of this? Make more friends.
No, don't make yourself. More friends. That's not a main point at all.
What's the main point?
The main point is friends. How important they are. How good they are. How you have to have friends in your life. So if you don't have any, go make them.
But I was just saying that.
No, like, you're like, make more friends. If you already have tons, you don't need to make more. Maybe one friend is all you need. I'm just saying. Have friends. Because they're important. And thank you. This is an ode to friendship. Bam! Thank you.
Alright. Very nice. Anyways. That concludes the subject for today with Zoe. Of course, what is our weekly joke?
Our weekly joke is... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak.
Control freak.
Sorry. Restart this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak.
Control
freak. No, you said control freak! Restart it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don't say it too fast. Control freak.
Control freak.
Now you say it. Now is the part where you say control freak.
That's a stupid joke.
This is how it's really supposed to go. I say knock knock. You say
yes. You say
no no no.
Stop
no.
Me
I say control
to tell
freak.
Me
you
what I'm supposed
cunt,
to say.
I, before
that's
you
supposed
say the whole
to
thing,
emphasize
I say
that you are control freak.
Wow, okay.
I get the joke, and it's stupid.
It's not as stupid as why do Adams lie about everything because they make everything up. You got the joke completely wrong. What? Yeah. It was why can't you trust an Adam because they make everything up, not why do Adams lie so much. It's insinuated that they lie, hence why the thing should not be because they make everything up. Oh, my throat hurts. Okay.
Okay, so... We apologize for...
You know what? No. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Let's move on to the song suggestion.
Okay.
Song suggestion of the week. I'm forgetting it. What is it?
My Bad by Khalid.
Okay, that's fine.
Love Khalid so much, and I just... His newest album, I started listening to more songs because I just wanted to expand my Khalid knowledge.
Yeah, Khalid is really good.
I'm like, this is a good song.
He's cool. I feel like Khalid has a real summer vibe. I was going to say, okay, so Billie Eilish dropping her new song tomorrow. Check it out because I'm so excited for it. This is like a really Billie Eilish season.
Yeah, it is.
Like that in between of fall and winter. It's like
you
listen to Billie Eilish.
You just want the slow,
like Hostage, 6 feet Under, When the Party's Over.
When I was older.
Like totally Billie Eilish season. But Khalid is also a good mix as well. Also, here's the second song, third, I guess, song suggestion for this podcast. Jonah, we were playing the song association game where I'd say a word and Jonah would have to find a song and sing the lyric with that word in it. It was hilarious. And I said gold. And suddenly Jonah started singing Gold by Ciara.
It's a dope song.
It is. And I've completely forgotten about it. It's older. It's so, so good. So also check that out because it's really good. It's called Gold by Ciara with two I's. It's dope. Okay.
But your brother is a
substitute for you. Hey, yeah.
All right. So before this episode ends, we just want to conclude that the audio may be bad because our microphoner isn't working.
The microphoner?
The condenser microphoner.
Did you purposely say it that way?
So I bought this microphone for a podcast, and you know it's not made in the USA when on the side it says condenser microphoner. So the audio was really good, but except in the middle of, like, maybe 15 minutes.
It would do the same where it'd be like...
A weird tapping noise. We'll try to bring you better audio. Excellent effort representation. But, yeah, that's it for this episode.
All right, that's it. Remember, friends. Except I don't talk to strangers, so, you know, not strangers. But my friends of mine, I really do love you and appreciate you. Please... Yeah, I don't know what else.
Smash the like button!